Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Zoe Tabourcy, you play basketball for Mallow Under-16s, is this correct?
Yes.
Now, there's something happening this weekend that you're hoping the people of Cork will help you with. It's a charity fundraiser for Mallow Search and Rescue. What's going to be going on?
The Under-16 team will be dribbling 10 kilometres, and it will total 210 kilometres, which is distance from Mallow to the National Basketball Arena in Tala on Saturday the 27th of March.
So this coming Saturday, each player and coach will do 10k of, wow, that's quite a bit. Is it like cone to cone or something, or will it be round the basketball nets, or how will you measure out the, well, I presume you're going to be doing this indoors for fear of any inclement weather.
Yeah, we'll keep within the 5 kilometre restrictions, and if it's good weather, we'll dribble outside just around the garden or something.
Oh, God, sorry, stupid me. COVID, nobody, everyone has to do it separately, don't they?
Yeah.
Oh, what an idiot. Yes, okay, that makes sense. So basically, each person that's going to do it selects their own course. Where's your course going to be?
Outside my house and around the estate.
Have you measured it, like? Have you figured out what 10K is? Or will you... Oh, sure. Here's me again. I'm sorry. It's been a long day, Zoe. We live in a world where there's things on your phone that'll tell you when you've done 10K, right?
Yes.
Or a Fitbit or something akin to that. Look, that's going to be a bit of fun, I suppose.
Yeah, it will.
Anybody on your estate that's also on the team, so even though you can stay distanced, you'll be able to do it together or anything?
One of my neighbours lives in the same estate. Grace.
Nice one. Okay, well, good luck to Zoe and to Grace and to the rest of the Mallow Under 16 girls. I presume there's too many for you to name them all here and now.
Yeah.
Okay. Niall O'Connell is the coach who was in touch asking me, would I put out a message encouraging donations. GoFundMe.com, Dribble-a-thon fundraiser is how you can find it. Or I presume maybe Mallow Basketball has a Facebook page of
them? Yeah, they do.
Okay, Zoe, I need to know something from you. How's all of this weird time been for you? What's the story? So March last year, all of this craziness hit. How much time have you spent in school since then?
Not much, only a few months. I miss being in school. Mm-hmm. I prefer it to the online school. It's harder at home. It's more better in school when you're with your friends.
Mm. What keeps you in good form and keeps you up and at it kind of thing?
Going on walks and groups with my friends and FaceTime and stuff.
Presumably, it's been an utter dose.
Yes, it has.
And you can't wait for it to end like everybody else.
Exactly.
Or for at least to get a bit of freedom. So you're back in school now?
Online, but we're not back in until after Easter, I think.
Wow. The very best of luck to it, and thank you for chatting this evening. Zoe Tabourcy in Mallow, under 16 basketballer, taking part in a charity dribble-a-thon this weekend for Mallow Search and Rescue. Nice one, Zoe.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.